conversation wasn't anything special you said. It was just there, right then.
Good morning and hello everybody. Welcome aboard American English Express. And this is Oliver. 各位好，欢迎搭乘美语早班车。按照我们的这个美语早班车播出的这个习惯呢，在每周二的时候，我会跟大家来介绍一些 English idioms， 英语的习语。那么每一周我们从这个字母 A 开始，到现在呢，这一周呢应该排到了字母 J。 所以说如果呢你要是错过了我们早期的美语早班车关于一些习语的表述呢，不妨大家呢回顾一下之前美早的节目，尤其呢是在星期二所播出来的，都是和一些字母的和一些习语相关的一些描述。 So this week we'll start with idioms, letters with J, 以 J 字母来开始的习语。说到 J 字母所开始的词汇呢，第一个我想到的就是 Jack。 OK， 我们知道 Jack在英文中除了叫杰克这样一个男生的名字， Jack 也表示千斤顶，对不对？ Jack。 而我们知道在飞机上绝对不能去喊的一个词叫 hijack， H-I-J-A-C-K， 因为 hijack 就是劫持的意思。 But starting with Jack, we have, for example, I think one of the phrases called Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill. Jill 是J-I-L-L, Jill. 我忘掉是 Jack and Jill 还是 Jerry and Jill， 就表示少男少女的意思。那不管是 Jack 还是 Jerry， 就是一个男生的名字。 So Jack and Jill, let's say Jack and Jill or Jerry and Jill 表示少男少女。 But starting with Jack, there is one thing called Jack of all trades. Jack of all tradesTrades 就是 trade, T-R-A-D-E 加 S. Trade 这个词呢，其实除了表示贸易之外呢，可以表示一种手艺。For example, I think everyone needs to learn a trade, 就表示每个人呢都要学一门手艺，一门技能，对不对？那么 Jack of all trades means a person with a wide variety of skills.可是呢，哎，这种可能说什么手艺都会，但是呢，什么都不精通，我们叫做 Jack of all trades。最好在这几个词的中间呢，加上连字符，它就代表我们常说的万金油。For example, like my dad is a Jack of all trades, and he has had many different jobs. 就表示我的父亲对很多事情呢都略知一二。那他做过不同的工作。 But a jack of all trades 其实就是可能 You cannot become the expert of anything. So if you try to be a jack of all trades, you'll probably never become enough of an expert in anything to stand out from the crowd. 所以就是你要是成为这种所谓的万事通啊，或者万金油啊，就是你无法能成为某一方面的专家，无法呢做到鹤立鸡群的感觉。第二个在英语的这个口语当中特别常用的一个短语叫 join the club。 Hey, join the club. Join 就是加入， J-O-I-N, join the club. Club 我们都知道本身表示为这种俱乐部的意思， OK, but join the club 其实并不是让你去加入这个俱乐部，而是你可能向你周遭的一个朋友啊，或另外一个人吐槽一个事情，而这个人刚好跟你有同样的遭遇，这个时候他就可以讲 Hey, join the club, which means you're not alone. Okay, I mean, we're almost the same. Join the club. So, for example, like, I feel sympathy for you because I have experienced something similar. 对啊，就是你跟我有过同样的一些遭遇，那这个时候我对你感受到的就是一种同情，我就可以说 join the club。 比如说 So you didn't get the job either? Join the club。 你也没有找到工作呀，哎，那我们彼此彼此了。 OK, 那彼此彼此就是 join the club。 或者譬如说 join the club, my wife divorced me yesterday。 那我老婆昨天跟我离婚了，哎，我们都一样的 join the club。就表示当这个人跟你的处境是一致的情况的时候呢，就可以呢去用到这样的一种说法，各位可以去记住 join the club。 Coming up, the next idiom is really important. It's called jump on the bandwagon. Jump on the bandwagon. Jump 就是跳跃 J-U-M-P. Jump on the bandwagon. So here's the word, bandwagon. Bandwagon spells B-A-N-D-W-A-G-O-N. Bandwagon. Wagon 是马车的意思。 Okay, jump on the bandwagon means to follow a trend or craze.这个呢在很多年轻人当中呢常常出现我们所说的这种跟风或者赶时髦对吧就可以叫做 jump on the bandwagon 比如说呢我经常告诉孩子不要在服装上面呢去赶时髦 I always told my children not to jump on the bandwagon in fashion because in fashion as we know one day you're inThe next day you're out. You can never catch up on the fashion. So never jump on the bandwagon in fashion. 再比如在我们的生意场上，如果说一款产品取得成功的话，也会引来许多公司都跟风。 So the success of the product led many companies to jump on the bandwagon. 所以各位记住英语中表述这种跟风啊、赶时髦的说法Jump on the bandwagon feels like just to follow the trend. Coming up, the next one is called jump the gun. Okay, 这是英语中常有的一种说法 jump the gun. Gun, G-U-N. 我们知道 gun 就是手枪，枪的意思。What's jump the gun? Okay, so if you jump the gun, it means you start doing something too soon.就有点感觉那种草率的去做事情啊，还没有经过深思的熟虑就采取行动，叫 jump the gun。或者在我们的跑步比赛当中啊，如果一个人 jump the gun， 就说明枪还没响他就跑了，这就是抢跑 jump the gun。比如说在公司，老板常常说的一句话就是 "Don't jump the gun, we need a further discussion."不要草率行事，我们还需要进一步的讨论一下。Don't jump the gun, we need a further discussion. So remember the phrase jump the gun, 有点草率的一层意思。在英文中表示，譬如说，我们说草率下结论，也常常叫 jump to a conclusion, 就跳到一个结论上。It's not like you come to a conclusion, but you jump to a conclusion. Take me home.Next one is called just around the corner. 其实 around the corner 本身就是一个短语，前面加上 just 有点强调的感觉。 Just around the corner means something is coming soon or something is occurring soon， 表示什么事情即将发生或者即将到来、即将来临，我们就可以说 something is around the corner。比如说呢，圣诞节快到了，你现在呢该这个烹饪过节的一些食物了。 With Christmas just around the corner, you should start your festival cooking now. So we talk about just around the corner means something is coming soon. 所以在口语当中，大家再次来描述什么东西即将来临的时候，就可以说 something is just around the corner.有些时候我们还会在这个英文中会听到一个说法叫 just for the record. Okay, just for the record. Record, that's R-E-C-O-R-D. Just for the record, 其实呢它没有一个特别的一层意思，它有点相当于说你想说一个事儿的时候顺便来提问，对不对？或者说if you want to make something clear, you might say just for the record. 有点郑重声明啊，就是你在讲一个事之前先说 hey, just for the record. 也就表示你接下来要说一些比较重要的事情。For example, perhaps you'd like to tell me what you were doing Monday, just for the record. 就顺便问一下，你不介意告诉我你周一在做什么吗？或者譬如说，我要向你郑重的声明一下啊，你依然拥有我全部的感情。I just want to say for the record that you still got my heart and my soul. Wow, you still got my heart and my soul. I just want to say for the record. 所以这个地方啊 just for the record 就表示有一种正式的一种声明，或者顺便去问什么事情。Or the last one is called just what the doctor ordered. Just what the doctor ordered. Order 表示为订购的意思，这就是 医生所订购的，到底什么意思？ Just what the doctor ordered. It means exactly the thing that is or was needed to help improve something or make one feel better. 就表示正是某人所要的东西。比如说，啊，我现在好想喝一杯咖啡。Two hot coffees. Just what the doctor ordered. 两杯热咖啡，这正是我所要的。其实虽然我们表面意思上说的是 just what the doctor ordered， 它实际上更多描述呢是 it's just what I want， 正是我想要的东西。All right, so in today's episode, we introduced some idioms starting with letter J. 那今天跟大家来去介绍了以 J 这个字母开始的一些习语。Okay, we talk about, for instance, jump on the bandwagon, 比较重要的跟大流、跟随大潮、跟风的说法。Join the club, 一种这种彼此的感受啊。Join the club, and we talk about jump the gun.We also talk about just what the doctor ordered, 等等。所以希望各位呢，能把这些习语呢，灵活的来进行使用。Okay, that's what we have for today's show. 今天节目的最后，送上歌曲 If I Was a Sailor. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for tuning. I'll be with you tomorrow. If I was a fighter, didn't give in. Maybe I can get someone like you. But all I really know how to do is sit right here singing songs about you. But if I was a sailor sailing the seas, maybe. So here I am pouring my heart out like a teenage girl with a flicker in my mind. I'm sorry.